Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. There have been no doubts over what school and university students are going through on a daily basis with online learning. On top of this, they also have to deal with internet problems, and some underprivileged families have resorted to sharing one device among all their children. To deal with these issues, Malaysians have been looking to the government to provide a solution for these underprivileged students, but as this netizen pointed out, there has been a clear disparity in politicians' priorities. Twitter user Zaki Shah at Zakish25 called out Telok Bahang State Assemblyman Adun YB Zokifly MD Lazim, who in an interview with Utusan Malaysia said that there is currently no provision involving laptops or other gadgets for students conducting online learning in their homes. "I did not make this provision, laptops and gadgets. But, students can go to the service center in Sungai Rusa and use the computers there for their PDPR session." The question arose when four siblings from Sungai Rusa area under Telok Bahang constituency reportedly had to share one smartphone and take turns to complete their schoolwork. Zaki pointed out that while the YB said there will be no allocation for gadgets despite the siblings' suffering, he organized a competition in which the main prize is a smartphone. SMLM Ada 4 Baratak Suza YG Hania Ada Satu Smartphone Saja Daruma Mohan Bantuan YB Telok Bahang UTK Sesi Pembelajaran Daruma. Tapi YB Kata, Tiada Parentukan. Hari Ni announce pertandingan like and share FB Dia Hadiah Utama Sabua Telefon Bimbit. Sneezing Face. Priority K Lout. pic.twitter.com/w4iojdor6s. Zaki Shah at Zakish25, January 25, 2021. Yesterday there were four siblings who had to share one smartphone and they seeked help from YB Telok Bahang, but he said there's no allocation. But he can announce a competition with a smartphone as a main prize. What are his priorities? The YB also said the one computer at the service center is free for public use, and he added that the education ministry is also looking into providing education TV facilities for students in the near future so that all students can attend the PDPR session. Netizens called out the Bersatu party member for selfishly putting his political desires before the welfare of his constituents. World of Buzz has reached out to YB Zokifly MD Lazim for a statement explaining his side of the story. Do our leaders have their priorities clear during troubling times like these? Let us know what you think. Also read, flood and pandemic, but they're still selfish. Machines criticize PPBM for conducting meeting. Source, Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.